This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Tuesday, November 17, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Durehove. Making headlines today. Human Settlements Minister Tokyo Sekgwale says it will cost South Africa 1.3 billion rand, or 10% of this year's budget, to rectify badly built reconstruction and development program houses. He says that this is a national shame. He says that this is money down the drain, which should have been spent on new houses. Sekgwale also outlined further details of the Department of Human Settlements National Audit Task Team, which would undertake an audit of housing delivery. The department launched the audit in early November, at which time Sekgwale reported up to 800 million rand was being spent to rectify badly constructed houses in the Northwest Province and in KwaZulu-Natal. Egypt's largest steelmaker says that steel demand in the Middle East and North Africa, or MENA region, will rise by 7% next year to around 60 million tons on the back of robust construction spending. MENA countries include Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Algeria. EZ Steel marketing director George Matter says that he expects the region's consumption to fall by a slight 2% this year to 55.9 million tons. He says that construction activity is likely to be supported by government spending. Matter says that steel consumption of oil exporting countries was hardly hit by volatile oil prices. Also making headlines, the International Monetary Fund chief says that a more stable global currency is needed. Former Eskom chairperson Bobby Godsell decides not to rejoin the cash-strapped utility. Barlow World pursues power projects in Angola and Mozambique. And Marion Roberts sees significant work for its new project-focused unit. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.